Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Brad, please, let's get out of here.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
But it seems so unhealthy here.
It's just a party, Janet.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, then ask the butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebrations.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here with nothing to worry about.
Hey there, it's Jim. I'm going to kick off February New Music series here on Rockin' the Suburbs. No Patrick Foster today, just me. So, if you want to tune out now, nothing I can do to stop you. All right, let's get into the February New Music because now it is March, and that's how this whole thing works. We look back at the previous month. Previous month being the shortest month of the year, but yet one day longer than usual. All right, I only have two songs here for you, two new original pieces of work to recommend, maybe because of the short month, and then also a cover song. We'll close out with that. But I'm very happy with these two songs, and I feel like two is all we need, really, because they are that good. And we're going to kick things off here with some rock and roll, peoples, from Daniel Romano's Outfit. There you go, peoples. Daniel Romano's Outfit. The song is called Where's Paradise? And that is a hot, hot slab of 70s style rock music, right? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Daniel Romano. You may recall, if you listened to the podcast way, way, way back in 2020, December of 2020, our friend and loyal listener, Scott Parks, came on the podcast and talked about Daniel Romano and the 11 albums he released in that pandemic year of 2020. 11 albums. This guy is quite proficient and prolific. He has released more than 20 albums in his short career, either solo albums under just Daniel Romano or with Daniel Romano's Outfit, or sometimes you can find it just as The Outfit or Daniel Romano and The Outfit. And then also some side projects. One of those is called Ancient Shapes. And not everything he does is that style. I mean, there's that sort of power pop style. He does some stuff that's kind of psychedelic, but also he's a fan of like old country. So you'll hear some of that in some of his other releases. Country slash folk music styles. And then sometimes it really gets into that sweet spot, which is that kind of Neil Young style, kind of rusty sound. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Daniel Romano, he's Canadian. This song, Where's Paradise, was an advanced single from an album that has since been released. It came out on March 1st. The album is called Too Hot to Sleep, and it is on a record label called You've changed. So there you go. This album, Too Hot to Sleep, Daniel Romano describes as, quote, simultaneously a transcendent document of the spirit and a swaggering street-level blast of power pop and Stones-derived rock and roll. So there you go, peoples. Don't just take my word for it. Take his. This is a record that seems almost perfectly made for this community. All right, there you go. Daniel Romano's outfit. Have I said enough about that? Okay, now I'm going to move on to the next one. And this, as good as that one was, this is really, really effing great too. This is the kind of song where you hear it once and then you put it on repeat, just song repeat, not album or playlist repeat, just song repeat, and just let it play for, you know, 30 minutes, 35, something like that. But it seems about right. It's really just like that kind of a song where you're just like, let me hear that again. And then let me hear that again. Let me really get that into my mind, body, and soul. All right. This is a band called Pomplemousse. And this song is a tasty little bit of French style synth pop. And it's called Nuclear Kittens. And then there's a parenthetical that is actually in French. And then you'll hear the lyrics themselves are in French. Even though this is not a French band, we'll get into all that in a moment. Anyway, Nuclear Kittens, parenthetical French words that translate to it gets hot. Here is the song. All right, there you go. Pomplemousse with Nuclear Kittens. As I mentioned, the parenthetical translates to it gets hot. And you can actually find a lyric video on YouTube that has English translation of the lyrics. I mean, I don't think you need it. I think if you just consider the voice as an instrument, you can just listen to it in French, even if you don't speak French. And it is a delightful tune. But if you do want to know what the song is about, go find that lyric video. Watch that. The captions are in English, and you'll find out that it's just kind of a little story song about relationships, right? Or lack thereof. So there you go. All right. Now, that song came out right at the very, very, very end of January. I want to say it was even like January 31st. So I'm counting it as February new music, because a lot of times those very late end of the month songs get overlooked. Now, this is a single. I don't know if there's a new album coming out. I couldn't find any information on that. But let me just tell you, what's interesting here about Pomplemousse is they are primarily known, really, for cover songs. They record a lot of covers in very interesting ways, and you can find that. They've gotten a lot of attention for that. But this is an original tune, very cool. You could even find a Instagram video they posted from last year where they were recording the song. And you can see the singer, Natalie Dawn, sort of playing the demo off of her phone into a mic, and others in the band sort of joining in and playing. And, you know, within a few seconds, you know, obviously a truncated version, but you see them sort of figuring out the song. And it's great. It's great. Really fun, fun band. As I mentioned, though, they sing in French here and have that sort of synth poppy thing that you might think works well with French music. They are actually Californians. So there you go. Pomplemousse Nuclear Kittens. All right. I'm going to play out with a new cover song. This one is really fun. You know, really, we send every episode off to the National Archives, but this is one we really should flag for them. You know, they may want to display this in the special exhibit. This is a really good one. Just another great track for you coming up here. All right. You will hear in the coming days more February new music picks from our listeners, our beautiful listening public, and also from Patrick Foster. At the end of this whole thing, he usually wraps things up with his own picks. Two things I also want to mention. We are in the midst of the 70s Album Madness Tournament. If you go to our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/suburbspod, you can vote every day in new matchups for great, great, fantastic, tremendous, marvelous, wonderful 70s albums. All right, that is underway now. We are in the second round as you hear this. And that will keep going for roughly another month, a little less than a month at this point, corresponding with the NCAA tournament timing. All right, so do that. And then the other thing I want to mention is we just finally finalized this. We are going to be doing a Suburbs Fest, only one proper Suburbs Fest this year, 2024, and it will be in Rockford, Illinois. It is going to be a blast. We're going to take over that town. We are going to take over that town, peoples. You will not want to miss this. That will be June 20th through the 22nd. Get to Rockford. We're going to have on our website at suburbspod.com, we're going to have some hotel information coming soon. So we should have some, you know, group rate or that kind of thing. And also some traveling information if you need that, because it may take a little bit of effort to get to Rockford. It does not have a major airport, but there are three other airports nearby. You can rent a car, or we'll have a event Facebook group you can join, and you can make travel arrangements with other folks. So just reach out to us about that. Anyway, the Suburbs Fest, we're going to have live music, we're going to have live band karaoke, and we're going to have a live podcast recording. So there's a lot of living to do, a lot of living live at Suburbs Fest. It's going to be really inexpensive. I don't think there's going to be a cover charge for anything on this one. All you got to do is bring some beer money, not just for yourself, but also to buy beers for me. That's it. All right. Oh, and good record stores too. So like some really good ones. So bring some money for that as well. All right. Let's get out of here. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and I'm going to leave you here with, this may be one of the best covers ever, honestly. It's the band TSOL, True Sounds of Liberty. Long, long time SoCal punks. Here with guest vocalists. This song is a duet. So you have Jack Grisham, who is the singer for TSOL, duetting with the great Keith Morris, formerly of Black Flag and Circle Jerks. And together on this new album released February 27th called A-Side Graffiti, together they sing from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Sweet Transvestite. All right, peoples, we'll talk to you later.
Because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get started, bow down, love. Don't
the night, or maybe a bite. I'll show you my favorite session. I've been making a man with blonde hair in a tie. He's good for relieving tension.
February. New music.